Okay, so good morning. Welcome to my presentation about Uyuni. It's called Introduction, Last Year's Updates and Future. So the agenda is going to be about what's Uyuni, so just in case somebody doesn't know about it. And there have been some presentation about that already, but for some people this might be a repetition, but for the newbies, I guess that would be appreciated. And then I will be making an update about what we have been doing last year, so everything that has changed since we were here last year. And last but not least, I will be talking about what's coming next and the future of Uyuni that we would like to be shaping with you, with the community. I'm sorry, we were trying to change it and it's like this. As long as it is readable. So a little bit about me. So my name is Raúl Osuna. I am one of the release engineers for Uyuni since 2023. I have been working at SUSE since 2013. And previously I was a technical support engineer. So I was dealing with customers directly, that, for example, customers that were using the enterprise product for which Uyuni is the upstream. You have my contact, Gitter, GitHub, my email. And I have lived here in Nuremberg from 2013 to 2018, so now I am always happy to come back. And when I am not hacking, I, like everyone, I have some hobbies. I am a powerlifting athlete competitor, and I also play chess. So, without further ado, so what's Uyuni? What can you tell me about Uyuni? Anyone knows what Uyuni is, apart from the people that I know that know, but people that don't know me. You can give me answers as well, and I can repeat for you. Could anyone say in one sentence what Uyuni is? And you can also give me wrong answers. Well, and it's not by SUSE, it's by the community. And we have community contributors that we are very proud of, and we would like to have even more if possible. But yeah, that's one of the good answers, for example. I can tell you about, well, it's not a bad answer, but it's also an answer, and it's true. It's the biggest salt desert of the world, and it's located in the south of Bolivia. And We will be talking about the salt thing and why the name and so on. But yeah, Uyuni is a configuration and infrastructure management tool. I would say that if you want to summarize, that would be a good way of saying. Okay, let's dig into it a little bit further. A function of Uyuni. Is there any system administrator around here? Raise your hands, okay. And do you administer, Linux, GNU Linux system? Do you administer OpenSUSE systems, for example, or enterprise SUSE systems? Okay. And do you administer other clients such as Red Hat or Red Hat clones? Okay. What about Debian, Ubuntu? Okay. Are they physical machines, virtual machines, containers in the cloud? Okay, I guess we have some public, some audience for that. So most community users use Uyuni for automatic management of patches and software, so to patch your system. This is still the main focus of the product, even if it can do a lot of stuff. This is what mostly the community users are doing. With that, there is some CLM, content life management, so you can stage your repositories in the typical development, test, productions environments and promote your systems and have your system with the same patch level if you want to, even based on dates and so on. So it simplifies the management. So as I was asking you about the operating system flavors, why? Because it can operate several Linux systems, and they can be physical, virtual, edge, public cloud, whatever you have in your data processing center. It can also handle configuration management. So imagine you are using a web server, you have a few web servers in your infrastructure, and you need the configuration file to look the very same. So Uyuni can take care of this. You can deploy servers, for example, with AutoJust, for example, for the OpenSUSE systems, and Kickstart for the Red Hat clones. Well, what else? Compliance. You are worried about security, about the last CVE. You want to know which systems are affected by some CVE, some security thing that showed up in your favorite technology news magazines. So you can look up the CVE number and see whether your system are affected. And in case there is a patch available, you can apply it directly from a web UI. And it is using also now SCAP and even OVAL data to fetch further information about this. And there is also the possibility to use Uyuni for monitoring. There is integration with Prometheus and Grafana. So long story short, it saves time and effort managing big scale deployments. How big? Up to thousands, and there is more products to scale the solution, like proxies, hub, and so on. And there are even people around using thousands of systems, up to the tens of thousands, and maybe sometimes we heard of people using even more. So how does it work? You remember the image about the salt desert. So Uyuni is using salt under the hood. Salt is a configuration management system. And I remember from one of the presentations yesterday saying it was feature parity with Ansible, for example. So it's yet another possibility, and it's the one that we took in even before Uyuni was born in the enterprise product a lot of years ago. And, well, the Uyuni is the salt master, and the clients are the salt minions. And there are several ways of using it. There is a web UI, there are several APIs, there is a command line tool that is called SpaceCMD, and you can use even salt commands. When I finish with the slides, I will show you one Uyuni server that I just checked that was running, and at least that you can see the web UI. So, why Uyuni? So, Uyuni is a fork from a project called Spacewalk that we decided to fork in 2018. This was announced in an OpenSUSE conference like this 7 years ago. There was an email from Doug in this screenshot that you can see there. And it looks like we did the right thing because the project was abandoned in 2020. And actually, I think we were kind of the biggest contributors already. So, yeah. That was a little bit of history. Where? Sorry about the small fonts, but there are so many clients that I couldn't fit them all in one slide. So you can manage any SUSE, OpenSUSE system, like Leap 15 family, Leap Micro, SUSE Linux Enterprise 12 or 15 families, also the SIP flavors. SUSE Linux Micro or SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro. A lot of the clones of Red Hat for 8, 7, 8, and 9. Even it was me that added support for OpenEuler in one hack week. So you can add something. If there is something running similar, there is a lot of possibilities that it can be added into Uyuni. And there are also Debian and Ubuntu flavors. So we support Debian 12. The last LTS versions of Ubuntu, and even Raspberry Pi OS 12 that is very similar to Debian. And it's all not only one architecture, so it's like four architectures. In some worlds, they are called differently, but four main architectures, so the typical 64 bits, the Power S390X, and the a new world of the ARM that is so trendy nowadays. And those architectures are supported for SUSE operating systems, but we are starting to support some of them for non-SUSE. So, for example, the Raspberry Pi, you can imagine that is ARM. So there is already one of the exotic architectures that is supported. And I will be talking a little bit more about that later. So, what have we been doing this last year? So, since last summer's last OpenSUSE conference, there have been 5 releases that you can see there, 4 of them in 2024. In 2025, we had some problems and we couldn't deliver one new release until last month. It was actually even released at the beginning of this month, June. When the biggest stuff that was coming in was the migration to containers only. In version 2024.10, we only support the product being run as a container. That was already the case for the proxy, but the server could still run like an old school standalone server. But nowadays, it's only about containers, which can be good or bad. But the thing is that containers, in theory, you can run them everywhere. And actually, we were very proud to hear that some community members were running Uyuni not on the validated system by us from OpenSUSE, Libmicro, but they were running it on, I don't remember whether it was Debian or Ubuntu, but it was working. And there have been native support for upstreams. There have been some improvements regarding confidential computing attestation, such as the secure boot module and some UI. PostgreSQL version has been migrated to version 16. We have been adding, as usual, new client support. So Ubuntu 24.04 was new, and we enabled the support, even if it was a little bit late. There have been new SLE 15, SP6, even SP7 that is beta now. It's already supported to new Uni. And the new version of Lib, SL Micro, new versions, etc. And in the last release, we have separated the database into a new container, separate container, the PostgreSQL database. So this is also something new. We have implemented RBAC, so role-based access control, so that you can set roles for the users that connect to the Uni, and not every user can do everything. That was very much requested by community, but also in the enterprise product by customers. And there have been a lot of Ansible enhancements. As I said, we improved the CV audit with Oval Data. There has been a new container that is called Saline, that is a way of monitoring salt. And actually, if you are interested in this, my colleague Victor will be talking in depth about Saline tomorrow, so don't miss his talk. And, well, we have developed a health check tool to know about the health status of the system that are managed by Uyuni. We have included the container images also as RPMs so that they can be easily installable, for example, in AirGap environments. And there have been really a lot of CVEs and version bumps in each version. So not only because of the new stuff, it is good that you update, but also because there are always a lot of CVEs, so especially for the monitoring stack. So what's coming next? So one of the things is like a little bit already known and even old. We decided to change the Uyuni base operating system. So as I said, Uyuni being containers can, in theory, run on top of everything, and we even have reports about that. But internally, within SUSE, we validated in one operating system, and it used to be OpenSUSE Libmicro 5.5. That operating system is already out of support, and we have to migrate to something. And together with the community, we decided that it would be OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. So this is already closed and decided, but it has not been implemented. So my goal is that the next release, that if nothing happens, and things do happen too often, is going to be around this summer, and it's going to be already validated to run on top of Tumbleweed. I would like this to be the next release. I don't know if some CVEs are going to hit us and we need to make some security update first or whatever. But what I would like to do is this. And as I said, this was a little bit old, but maybe this is newer for you all. And we are turning Uyuni into an OpenSUSE project. So there is a GitHub discussion about that in where I was announcing this. And it is mainly a matter of visibility of the project. And actually, we were kind of already integrated without being official. We were using their infrastructure, their resources, such as OBS. We were getting benefit of the Google Summer of Code project. We were getting students to work with the uni with that. The mirrors where you download to uni are there also in OpenSUSE infrastructure. The calendar that we are using, the mailing list, the marketing, the merchandising, even everything is already coming from OpenSUSE. So it was a natural movement, and it's the direction that we are going. I don't think there is any doubt of that, but this is not... this is a multi-Linux-oriented project. Actually, our department has multi-Linux in the name. So we are, because of the fact that we are going to OpenSUSE project, it doesn't mean that we want you to stop running Uyuni on top of your preferred operating system, such as Debian or Ubuntu. We welcome that, and we are very happy to hear reports about that and even hear bugs about that. When we can fix them, we will try our best to fix them, even if they are not on top of OpenSUSE. Anything that we could be expecting to come next in the next releases? So new client supports is the most typical thing. So we are going to implement the new clients with the speed that we can. So sometimes we are late because we have a lot of stuff to do, but in the works is to enable the new operating system such as SUSE Linux Enterprise 16 family with the SIP flavors, Lib 16, the new LTS of Ubuntu, Debian 13 that is coming next, Red Hat, and clones, and actually I think somebody in the community already offered to give some support for to help do this, so this is very much welcome. And what I said about the other architectures, I don't think it is in the works by us, the ones working at SUSE, to implement other architectures for flavors that are not OpenSUSE or SUSE that are already implemented. But if this is something that the community is looking into, we would appreciate help, and maybe we can continue some work that is started by someone else. But yeah. And add your feature here. So what are you missing in Uyuni? So the ones that use Uyuni, anything you would like to tell us or that you don't like about Uyuni, or any question? Yeah, you can say it, and I will repeat it if needed.
And there I tried to do SP migrations for multiple hosts at once, and I think this was only possible using the Space CMD, but not in the UI. And also in the Space CMD, it's not really easy. I needed to write a script to have the logs checked and everything before. But it was possible there, but that would be nice to do like minor release upgrades for multiple systems at once.
Okay, so yeah, this is in the works, and I have seen it for the enterprise product. I have seen it in written. That's Song Wen probably soon. And as we are upstream first, when this is developed, Uyuni will be the first one to get it. So yes, this is going to be in the web UI. I'm afraid I cannot tell you about a time frame.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, hi everyone. Just wanted to add a pointer to an interesting project we also just recently worked on. So some people from our team started developing an MCP server for Uyuni. So in order to enable language models to interact with Uyuni. We just published the repository last week. So if you want to open a browser, you can show it. It's in the Uyuni organization. MCP server Uyuni. We would be really curious if someone, so there's also a README file explaining how to set it up, so you can test it. It doesn't come as part of an Uyuni release yet, but you can run it separately because it interacts via the API, of course. So if you go to the repositories, you can find it there. Fifth one or fourth one, MCP server Uyuni. If anyone is interested.
Okay, while the next question is coming in, I will switch. This is a new Uyuni server, but okay, question first.
You mentioned Uyuni running in containers. Mm-hmm. Are there any plans, any works on running it in Kubernetes as containers, or is that still a long-term goal? I know that I think Cedric presented last year or 2 years ago and said he was thinking about that. Are there any plans, anything in the works?
So I am aware of that. I am aware of Cedric working on that, about this coming soon. I am not so sure, but the project managers of the enterprise products are around, and maybe they can tell you better.
Let me give a short answer to that. Yes, it's on the road. Yes, it will come. When it will be really fully production ready, I don't want to make any estimations. You know, it's a lot of work. We need also help from the community there for testing, for doing things. It's going, but let's see when it will be there. We hope it sooner than later, and at least we expect a workable or a working version to have in the next 12 to 18 months, let's say. But I'm not saying this is then something you should use in your enterprise or if you have 20 systems at home and rely on that, but at least to have something working there. One step after the other. Let's first containerize, make this work, and then go into the next level of complexity. And yes, Cedric is driving that, and he is happy for every patch you will send him.
Okay, as I promised, I won't be long for that. This is the web UI of the Uyuni server, just in case somebody had never seen it. This is the login page. You log in here. And this is the menu that you get. And while it's actually an empty Uyuni server, it doesn't have any clients, so I cannot show you much. But here, for example, in patches, you would be seeing the patches for your system, for example. Or here under the audit tab, you can see whether a system is affected and a patch is not available, is affected, but there is some patch around, or a system is not affected, or so on. But you see, it's a pretty web UI. And okay, and last slide that I showed, but I didn't talk about it. How to contribute. So this presentation is going to be uploaded. Actually, yesterday I couldn't upload it to the OpenSUSE conference page, but I will try to fix it. There are some links here, the documentation, for example, and how can I contribute to Uyuni? You don't need to be a developer to contribute to Uyuni. You can help with documentation. You can help with translations. For example, in the documentation, when you open the documentation on the top right, there is a button to flag an issue. So you can report an issue if you see something. And maybe you can fix it, that would be even better, but at least reporting it is always helpful. There is a separate repository for the documentation, and there are instructions of it under Uyuni Project or Uyuni Docs. There is the wiki about the contribution for translations. Well, the main GitHub for Uyuni Project, and it's called Uyuni. What else? You also have the GitHub discussions under Uyuni Project Uyuni. For example, it was there where we decided to take Tumbleweed as the next operating system. And also it was there where we took the containers approach. And last but not least, the Uyuni community hours that I'm usually driving the last Thursday of every month at 4 summer European, Central European summer time. And it's 1 hour, and we talk about that there. So you're welcome to join and bring your stuff. And I'm afraid time is out. So if you want to pick up stickers or anything, come here or look for me during the conference. I will be happy to share. And if you have any request that you didn't have time to make or anything to comment on the product, or just let me know, I will be around. Thanks a lot for attending, and happy hacking, everyone.